They say you're born too dead to hear, too dead to move, too dead to care. That faith itself's a gift God only gives to secret heirs. They say before the stars were flung, before the world was made, God picked the saved and picked the lost and sealed their final fate. But I read a book that tells me different. Page by page it sings that whosoever will may come and drink from living springs. The Lamb was slain for every soul, His blood for all was shed. And no decree in heaven keeps a seeking heart for dead. They call it total depravity, but really total can't believe, can't cry for mercy, can't repent, can't say I won't. Yet Abel brought his lamb in faith, and Rahab feared the Lord, and Nenemo and sackcloth turned when Jonah preached the word. A dead man don't need to be made alive to simply hear and trust. The word itself is quick and powerful, sharper than any thrust. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, not by some prior zap of grace that only hits the chosen squad. Unconditional election sounds so pious and so grand, but it makes the God of love elect to damn with his own hand. Before a baby draws a breath, before it sins or prays, he writes its name in hell's black book and seals it for all its days. But the Bible thunders, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Was about nations, birthright service, not souls eternally fated. God don't have to make men sinners just to show his sovereign power. He finds them lost and offers life in this accepted hour. Limited atonement, Jesus died for just the few. But John the Baptist cried aloud, behold the Lamb for you. He takes away the sin of the world, not just a secret few. And Peter says he bought the false teachers who damn themselves in view. If Jesus only died for some, then preachers cannot say Christ died for you. Believe on him and live this very day. But Paul cried, we persuade men and we beg you, be reconciled. Because the ransom's paid for all, God's sinless holy child. Irresistible grace, you cannot fight the Spirit's pull. If you're elect, you'll come, they say, whether you want or no, in full. But Stephen stared at Pharisees and cried, ye do resist, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised. Always the Holy Ghost resists. The Spirit strives with every man, he knocks at every door. But Revelation 22 cries, whosoever will once more. You can say yes or you can say no, the choice is real and true. Grace is resistible, ask Felix, ask King Agrippa too. Perseverance of the saints sounds good until you hear the catch. You'll persevere in holiness, or maybe weren't elect at that. So every doubt, each fall, each sin becomes a scary sign that maybe God never chose you, you were never really mine. But Paul said, sealed unto the day of redemption, done deal complete. The Spirit's seal is not a promise, no power can unseat. I'm kept by God's own power, not my own ability. Eternal life is eternal, that's the gospel guarantee. Two demoniacs came running wild and chained by Satan's power. One fell down and worshiped Jesus in that dark and evil hour. The other stayed back raging. Jesus healed the one who came. Same power, same Savior, same love, but not the same heart's flame. Even legend couldn't strip that man of will to cry for aid. He ran to Christ and found deliverance. The other man just stayed. If total inability ruled, then neither one would run. But one chose mercy, one chose madness. The will of man's not gone. Calvinism starts with man, too dead to hear or see, but ends with God, the author of the sin that damns eternally. It makes the Father pick and choose who gets to go to hell before they've breathed or sinned or thought, and then he damns them there to dwell. But the God I serve sent his Son to taste death for every man, to draw all men unto himself. With nail-scarred, outstretched hands, he commands all men everywhere to repent and to believe. And never once in Scripture does he say, only the ones I pre-decree. I wasn't chosen till I chose to trust the risen Lord. I heard the gospel, I believed the everlasting word. Not by some dark eternal plan that damned the most to die, but by God who loved the world and sent his Son to die. So blow your tulip trumpet loud, I'll preach the gospel free, that Jesus died for every soul, and that includes both you and me. Whosoever will may
day come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come and drink ye everyone. The tulip wilts, the petals fall, the gospel shines more bright, for God so loved the world, believe. And pass from death to life. Amen.